Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast. Hello, welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. I'm your host, Dotun Chumik, and here I'm ready to start a brand new edition about the Mongolian blacksmithing artisans and crafts, or Mongol Darkchul. But first, we'll present the daily news and the musical break as usual, so please stay with us until the end. Here is the news. Ambassador designate to Czech presents copy of his credentials. Mongolian ambassador designate to the Czech Republic, Mr. Kansuch, met with the director of diplomatic protocol department of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Czech, Ms. Markéta Šarbačová, and presented the copy of his credentials. She expressed delight in receiving the copy of the ambassador's credentials and wished him success. She also gave guidance on presenting the letter of credence to the President of the Czech Republic. Ambassador Kansuch said he was glad for his appointment as the ambassador to the Czech Republic and affirmed his commitment to further deepen relations and cooperation between the two countries while thanking her for the warm welcome. Investment opportunities in Mongolia to be studied by Qatar Working Group. Within the framework of her official visit to Qatar, Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Batsitsik paid a courtesy call to the Prime Minister and Minister of Interior of Qatar. Conveying the greetings of the Prime Minister of Mongolia, Foreign Minister Batsitsik, on behalf of the Government of Mongolia, thanked the Qatar side for donating $150,000 worth of medical equipment in fighting against the COVID-19 pandemic. Expressing satisfaction with the strengthening bilateral political relations between the two countries, the sides agreed to send a working group in charge of studying investment possibilities from Qatar to Mongolia in order to widen trade, investment, and economic cooperation with mutual benefits. For his part, the Prime Minister and Minister of Interior of Qatar expressed interest in receiving a high-level visit from Mongolia to Qatar. Foreign Minister met the Director General of the Qatar Fund for Development, having a discussion on the funding of a kindergarten to be built with the assistance of Qatar, fight against desertification, planting trees, and eliminating ecological pollution. Qatar Fund for Development reaffirmed its commitment to expand the cooperation with Mongolia and seek opportunities to implement joint projects and programs. Foreign Minister Ms. Batsitsik also had a meeting with the CEO of Qatar Investment Authority to exchange views on possibilities to collaborate in the fields of investment, mining, banking, food and agriculture, and then the sides agreed to send a research team from Qatar to Mongolia. Daily number of booster shot recipients increased. The number of people receiving the third dose or a booster shot of COVID-19 vaccine per day has increased by 2 to 3 times, say the spokeswoman of the Prime Minister. As of November the 9th, the coverage of first dose reached 69.4%, second dose 65.8%, and third dose or booster shot of COVID-19 vaccine is 14% of the total population. She said, when the country started administering the third dose, around 4,000 to 5,000 people received the shot per day, but in recent days, this number has doubled to 8,000 to 11,000. Among the provinces, Zhejiang and Siling provinces have higher involvement in the third dose, while this number is lower in Dongde, Haut, and Baiyunli provinces. As the vaccination drive intensifies, there has been a positive indication that COVID-19 infections are decreasing. Working Group on Waste-to-Energy Plant Project to be established. At the Cabinet's regular meeting on November the 10th, Minister of Energy Mr. Tembik and Governor of the Capital City and Mayor of Ulaanbaatar Mr. Sumyabatar were instructed to set up a joint working group to carry out a feasibility study into building a waste-to-energy plant in Ulaanbaatar and find the necessary funding source. The waste-to-energy plant included in the action program of the Government of Mongolia is expected to reduce the amount of waste that goes to landfills by 31% starting from 2024. Estimates show that by 2040, Ulaanbaatar City will recycle 50% of its total waste and generate energy from the non-recyclable 42%, which will bring a decrease in the amount of waste headed to landfills. Feasibility study to be developed for flyover construction. With the purpose to improve the quality and accessibility of public transportation in the capital city, the cabinet assigned the mayor of Ulaanbaatar and governor of the capital city to select the legal entity to develop a feasibility study for a flyover construction project in the first quarter of next year. Aimed at reducing traffic congestion in the capital city, major construction works such as main roads, road facilities, light rail transit, and new ring roads will be included in the development project. For the projects and construction works to be included in the development project, the government will issue a debt guarantee to the development bank and be exempt from debt guarantee fees. Policy to be implemented to address economic growth hurdles. At the Cabinet's regular meeting, the revival policy for economic growth was presented and it will be further discussed at the Cabinet's next meeting. As the country's economy has experienced its biggest decline in the last three decades due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and further difficulties have arisen in achieving the long and short-term goals set before the pandemic, it has become essential to implement a special policy to address impediments to economic growth, which are the capacity of border checkpoints, transport and logistics, energy, workforce, the government's productivity, and limited funding sources. As part of the revival policy, a comprehensive set of actions will be taken to increase the capacity of border checkpoints, improve transport and logistical infrastructure, and carry out energy projects. The scope, main estimates, and possible variations of the policy will be developed within this month. The policy is being drafted with three key goals: expand the economic base, increase growth efficiency, and create a stable economic environment. That's all for today's daily news. Now let's continue the program with a musical break.
Намайг явахад чи юуч мэдээгүй хэлхий би хүн segue. Zasparo adventures will be okay. Chamas ultim heart, those are so sinky veer. Zasmultami hurt, turkin mishatsa. Be on dodge asa. Helen sad me, Argon Hoyriza. Chundon ding hartza, Odin Hanni.
Welcome back here with Voice of Mongolia in English. And here I'm ready to start today's edition, which is about Mongolian blacksmith's artifacts. If you want to know more about this, please stay tuned and enjoy it. Mongolian arts and crafts have been passed down from one generation to another, leaving behind deep impressions on all aspects of daily living and conscious, aesthetic, and philosophical thinking. The art of Mongolian folk craftsmen can be subdivided into over 20 types of methods. Blacksmiths' artifacts of iron and bronze, casting from these metals, artistic wood carvings, ornaments and appliqué of leather, raised inscriptions, embroidery, gold and silver chasing, sculpture and other types of crafting arts. But today we will mostly talk about the Mongolian blacksmith artifacts as we mentioned before. To talk about Mongolian iron craft, we must first talk about ancient iron craft. humans have been using stone and wood tools until they advanced into the Bronze Age and then metal. It is common to find ancient ironwork artifacts from Mongolia. The biggest example is the number of iron artifacts found in Pasuric nomad graves located in the Mongol Altai region, dating back to the early Iron Age. A joint team of Mongolian and French researchers have been studying the Pasuric culture for the last 20 years. Most of the artifacts found near the Mongol Altai region have Scythian style. For example, tools such as bronze daggers and bronze needles and cast bronze statues of horses, deer, eagle, swan, moose, wild goat, saiga, wolf, and leopard with golden decorations were found. Ironworks decorated with copper, bronze, and gold are commonly found in archaeological expeditions. The ironwork of Hunu craftsmen reached its peak at some point, and techniques of embossing, plating iron or bronze with gold have been used widely. A prime example of Mongolian iron smelting is the masterpieces of High Saint Zanbazar in the 17th century. Zanbazar made statues of gods with papier-mâché, appliqué, ceramic, gold, and copper embossing techniques. His gold, silver, copper crafting techniques spread throughout Mongolia and evolved into various different forms. Aside from the works he made, his tools are the envy of every smith. Japanese researchers found out that Zanbazar's anvil, carving tools such as steel knife and chisel, had been made with top-quality steel with folding 9 times and air-quenching. Then Mongolian artisans have made weapons and other army equipment, as well as tools and instruments, in a communal manner, meaning that blacksmithing workshops are found in many different sites in Mongolia. There are many famous designs and schools of blacksmithing, such as Dergang, Noyin Sivri, and Artchul, and although the artisan creates his work according to customary designs, one can find individual styles in their works. Blacksmithing artisans create their works with numerous techniques, from simple weaved patterns to extraordinary ornaments that show off their outstanding skills, sense of art, and exceptional talent. So now let me introduce the most common 6 techniques of blacksmithing. First, metal forging. Gold, silver, and other metal alloys are poured into a special cast and processed for various art creations. During the Bronze Age, artisans would make bronze needles, daggers, and knives with the help of stone casts. Later, brass and other metals came into wide use. Masterpieces such as Green Tara and the 5 Deities by High Saint Zanbazar are classic examples of this kind of craft. It is one of the costliest types of blacksmithing. Second, copper embossing. Using the flexibility of copper, Mongolian artisans have created various objects by embossing copper. There is a special tool called hultur made of steel that is used for copper embossing. Third, filigree. This is one of the finest blacksmithing techniques. It utilizes silver sheets, silver threads, mercury, and blacksmithing equipment. The filigree requires a delicate sense, outstanding skill, and deep understanding from the artisan. Fourth, traditional inlay on metal. It is called jijudik in Mongolian. This engraved steel and inlay melted silver or silver thread is a way of blacksmithing ornaments that uses in its grooves. Jijudik has a beautiful appearance, as this way of blacksmithing employs multicolored melted metals on engraved grooves of steel. The patterns and ornaments made of this technique are called jiju ornament. Next, casting silver bowls. As widely used and greatly respected by the Mongolians, cast silver bowls are one of the most popular items made by blacksmiths. When casting a silver bowl, a special model of a bowl is used to shape the melted silver sheet with the help of various traditional tools and techniques. The decoration of the silver bowl clearly demonstrates the skill of the artisans, as well as the quality and style of the silver mold. The most popular ornaments for silver bowls include the animal ornaments symbolizing strength and power, such as the dragon and lion, and geometric ornaments symbolizing longevity and prosperity, such as 울지혜. Last one is horse brand making. One of the most respected household items made by a blacksmith is the horse brand. Mongolian horse brands are shaped into symbols that are associated with the tribes or ethnic groups to which the nomadic herder belongs. In making a horse brand, delicacy is of high importance to prevent the horse from any post-branding wounds. One of the wonders of Mongolian blacksmithing is closed breathing. It is a method in which the wielding fluid is inflated continuously with one breath. If they take a deep breath while the wielding fluid is running, the wielding fluid will be interrupted and the work will be unsightly. This miracle of the Mongolian blacksmith is skillfully used by today's Mongolian flutists. Traditionally, Mongolian artisans transmit their knowledge to the next generation through a master-to-apprentice way. In this method, the master becomes both a parent and teacher for the apprentice. After learning the skills and knowledge of previous generations, Mongolian artisans do not imitate their masters, but instead recreate and develop the proficiency and skills with their own manners and techniques. For example, many artisans have already started using 3D nanotechnology to improve and speed up their work and produce high-quality items, particularly accessories such as earrings, rings, headwear, and necklaces. The level of craftsmanship in Mongolia has advanced to a high level, incorporating not only traditional qualities but also infusing modern styles and patterns. All the precious elements of Mongolian art and crafts are preserved and protected as Mongolian cultural heritage. Alright, now it's time to wrap up today's edition. We have talked about Mongolian blacksmithing crafts. I hope you enjoyed the talk and wish you to send us your feedback. Thank you for being with us. Goodbye and have a nice day. That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English Section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Baishteh!